USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 60 million people are being impacted by the heat wave blanketing the country. Through the end of the week, some areas in the Midwest plains will see temperatures close to 110 degrees. The desert southwest will be the hottest of all, with cities like Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona, nearing 115 degrees. President Biden met with members of his cabinet, national security team, and members of the private sector to discuss cybersecurity on Wednesday. The president discussing his most recent cybersecurity initiatives.
Or committing to deploy cybersecurity technology that are extending that initiative as to gas pipelines as well next. That's where we're going.
According to White House officials, talks will focus on building lasting cybersecurity and the cybersecurity workforce. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. Flags at Tennessee Capitol are lowered to have staff to honor the victims of the catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. At least 18 people have died in the historic rain and flood event over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going against lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, President Biden's administration is sticking with their August 31st deadline to have troops out of Afghanistan.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been lobbying President Biden to extend the deadline as long as it's needed to complete the evacuation of Americans in the country. The president announced Tuesday that the withdrawal of U.S. troops was on track to be completed by August 31st. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow, a veteran of three tours of Afghanistan and Iraq, says that the U.S. has a moral obligation to get people out.
Now we have a moral obligation to make sure we are standing by our Afghan partners and our allies, protecting American citizens, and that moral obligation does not have a deadline. We must do everything necessary, regardless of the deadline at the end of the month. We must extend that and get the mission done. The deadline is when the mission is accomplished and we bring our people home. Full stop.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shot. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.